Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Jenna, how are you today?
Morena, very good. I feel like that song is a good introduction to the book that I'm about to review today.
Oh, excellent. What are we talking about?
This is called The Woman in the Purple Skirt. It's by Natsuko Imamura, and this is published by Faber, which is a wonderful publisher. And it's the first book translated into English by Imamura, and it won the Akutagawa Prize in 2019. And some other books you might have heard of that have won this prize are Convenience Store Woman by Sayaka Murata, mm-hmm, and Breasts and Eggs by Miko Kawakami.
True, okay.
And this book kind of actually fits quite similar themes to those books, other books. It follows this woman called the Woman in the Yellow Cardigan as she follows like this kind of friendly-ish ghost in the purple skirt.
Sorry, you cut out for just 1 second there. What did you say? A friendly ghost?
Did I?
Yeah, friendly ghost of something in a purple skirt. I presume it was a woman, but I just want to check.
Yes, the woman in the purple skirt. To the woman in the yellow cardigan, the woman in the purple skirt is famous in their neighbourhood. The yellow cardigan knows where purple skirt lives, what mm-hmm transport she takes, her routine. She knows everything about her. Kind of written like this chant. The woman in the purple skirt is only referred to as the woman in the purple skirt. They never say she or her.
Yeah.
So it's so repetitive.
Wow.
And you feel like yellow cardigan is slightly elevated over purple skirt's shoulder with this bird's eye view. But I'll read a little bit of it so you can get
an
idea. Sounds like... And this passage also feeds how she feels like everyone is enamored by
the purple skirt,
as yellow cardigan is. Yeah. The most incredible thing about the woman in the purple skirt is that whatever reaction she gets from people around her, it makes absolutely no difference. She just continues on her way, maintaining that same steady pace, lightly, quickly, smoothly, moving through the crowd. Strangely enough, even on weekends, at peak times when the streets are jammed, packed with shoppers, she never walks into anyone or bumps into anything. She just walks swiftly on, unimpeded. I would say that to be able to do that, either she has to be in possession of superb speed, agility, and fitness, or she is fixed to her forehead, a third eye skillfully concealed under her bangs, rotating 360 degrees, her a good view of whatever's coming her way. Whichever it is, it's a trick well beyond the capability of the woman in the yellow cardigan.
Wow. That
like
sounds
it.
Awesome. I'm already hooked. You're right. It has got that kind of like she's peering over her shoulder and following her through the market. It's very descriptive language without putting too much in there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's quite pared back, and it's a short little book. What you see with the yellow cardigan is that she thinks everyone's watching purple skirt, and it's just yellow cardigan's behavior is just kind of natural, but she is a stalker. But the difference is yellow cardigan wants to help purple skirt. She can see that purple skirt is poor, undernourished, disheveled, and she wants to help her get a job. And what better job than to get a job that working with yellow cardigan, and then
right,
they can be friends.
There's a bit of an obsession going on here.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't know how yellow cardigan has time to do anything else but follow purple skirts. And these magic touches are when yellow cardigan is referred to by a supporting character in the book, this ghost comes alive. But what it is also, and which has very similar themes to Convenience Store Woman, which I'm pretty sure I've reviewed or talked about on here before, is a portrait of single women in Japan, and women who work in the service industry and the hierarchy within those industries. Imamura has worked as a cleaner as herself. There's a job within a hotel cleaning, which comes part of the story, and it's this portrait of the lonely woman.
Mm.
It's very well known that in places like Japan, if you don't conform to society, you're on the peripheral in terms of the family unit. So I just think it's the perfect Christmas present, and it is time to just think about Christmas, guys, very sadly.
It's terrifying as that is.
Present for fans of Siaka Murata, and then also Korean authors such as Han Kang and Bae Suwa. It's got that kind of gorgeous, like, Asian kookiness. It's completely bonkers, but funny, creepy, but innocent, compelling, and mysterious, and sits within those frameworks of those books that kind of just give you more of an idea to the sort of what's seen as the outskirts of those countries, or the but really, you know,
that sounds,
I think it was really great.
This sounds exciting. I love when there's a book by an author you just have no idea about that comes out and sort of gets tipped for all of these like prizes or lists and things, and it sort of creates a bit of excitement around reading nerds as well, to get stuck into a whole new author's world and brain, and it sounds like a cool book.
And I think, what's really great about the Akutagawa Prize is it seems like English-speaking presses are now taking notice of these and are translating them. So this is translated by Lucy North, and it's a really great translation.
Fantastic. So remind us of the name and the author again, Jenna.
Well, if you didn't, that I said it enough. It's called The Woman in the Purple Skirt, and it's by Natsuko Imamura, and it's published by Faber, and it's $33, and we've got it on the shelf now at Time Out.
Fantastic. We'll see you over the pizza peel then. Thanks, Jenna. Have a good rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
You too, everyone. Enjoy the sun.
We will. Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you so